This is Wade Bradley with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump announced that he's pardoned the former chief of staff of Vice President Dick Cheney. Critics say the action in favor of Louis Scooter Libby, convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice, sends a message that the president may be willing to help allies involved in a Mueller probe. Some lawyers and economists are arguing that college athletes should be able to endorse shoes and other products, just as Olympic athletes are able to do now. Federal employee salaries on average lag behind those of similar private sector workers by just under 32%, a pay advisory council has said, while also deciding to reassess how it annually reaches similar conclusions, which are at odds with the findings of other pay comparisons. Changes are coming to Google's Gmail, used by more than 1 billion people. A report from The Verge indicated there may also be a confidential mode, similar to what's available in Outlook, that lets you set specific emails to expire after a period of time and prevents them from being downloaded, printed, or forwarded. People may also be able to set passcodes for individual emails to restrict who can read them. The codes will be sent by text message. Trump administration and an advisory said that the 100-year-old law protecting migratory birds, if the killing was not deliberate, would be excused. Oil companies are the greatest beneficiaries of the new interpretation, according to analysis by the Audubon Society. They are responsible for 90% of incidental takes prosecuted under the act, resulting in fines of $6,500 per violation. Two disastrous oil spills, the Deepwater Horizon off Louisiana in 2010 and the Exxon Valdez oil tanker wreck off Alaska in 1989, accounted for 97% of the fines. Oil waste pits that birds mistake for ponds are also responsible for a significant number of bird deaths. Each year, 500,000 to 1 million birds are lost to pits that oil companies leave uncovered. An analysis by the nonprofit Urban Institute shows that between 2001 and 2016, the home ownership rate for African Americans declined about 5 percentage points to 41%, as opposed to just 1 percentage point for whites, whose rate fell to just over 71%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.